So just continuing to take a few moments to settle in for today's practice. Checking in with the body to see if there's anything else that your body needs to feel 5 to 10% more comfortable. And making any further adjustments now, wanting the body to be as comfortable as possible for the practice. And if using the practice at bedtime, making sure you're in the position in which you normally fall asleep. And beginning the practice by becoming aware of your breathing. Just following the breath as it is naturally coming in and out of the body. And becoming aware of the weight of the body. And silently giving the body permission to let go for this practice. Letting your body know that there is nothing it needs to do or make happen. And beginning to feel the entire body sinking down now. All of the muscles letting go little by little into the surface upon which it is resting. And notice any tension or stress in the mind today. A long to-do list. Worries about the future. Or perhaps something that the mind keeps replaying from the past. And just picture yourself placing these all to the side now. Letting them know that you're giving them a little time out for the practice. But if they need you, you'll come back for them when the practice is through. And if using the practice at bedtime, letting them know you'll come back for them in the morning, if they need you. And letting go of doing, trying. Remember that whatever you experience during this practice is fine. That there is no right or wrong. It's okay to drift off or fall asleep. Trust you will get whatever you need from this practice today. In becoming aware of your surroundings, the room, the sounds, the surface supporting your body. Remember, you are always supported. And find an intention or two for this particular practice. It might be to feel more rested, relaxed. Perhaps to understand, feel, and release a symptom in the body, such as pain or fatigue. Or perhaps an emotion, such as anger, sadness, or guilt. Perhaps to connect with self-acceptance, love, or trust. To get clarity on a problem or situation. And when you find your 1 to 2 intentions, silently affirm them. And know that they will remember you throughout the practice today. And then finding your heart's desire, a deep wish for yourself, for your life. Perhaps related to health, self-love, a relationship, money or purpose. And putting your desire into a sentence as if it is already true. And then beginning to silently affirm it to yourself 3 times. And as you affirm it, visualizing yourself living it, what it looks like, what it feels like in the body. An already accomplished fact. And then taking a few moments again to connect with your breath, following it into the nostrils, the chest, the belly, and then easily following the breath as it finds its way back out, through the mouth, through the nose, whatever is comfortable today for your body. And continue to follow the belly rise and fall now, rising and falling at its own easy pace. And perhaps as you are inhaling the breath, thinking about bringing in an emotion or a feeling in the body that you would like to have more of. Relaxation, peace, joy. And as you are exhaling the breath, perhaps thinking about that which you are ready to let go of. Self-criticism, anger, guilt. And continuing to do this several times now at your own easy pace, as you follow the breath in and out of your body. And then moving to feelings that are in your body today. Moving from the breath and becoming aware of sensations in the body. And as we rotate your attention through the body today, just noticing what is present. Not trying to fix or change anything. Just awareness and acceptance of what's present. And first, becoming aware of sensation in the mouth. The lips. The jaw. The ears. The nose, sensation in the eyes, the forehead, the scalp, sensation in the neck, and becoming aware of sensation in the arms. First, bringing your attention to sensation in the right arm. The right hand. And then moving to the left arm. The left hand. becoming aware of sensation in the torso, the chest, the belly, the pelvis, and then moving to the back of the torso, the upper back, the middle back, the lower back, the buttocks, and becoming aware of sensation in the legs. And first bring your attention to the right leg. Sensation in the right foot and toes. And then moving to the left leg. Sensation in the left foot and toes. And then becoming aware of sensation in the whole body. Gratitude for the whole body and all of the messages that it brings. And finding that feeling, symptom, or area of the body that has been speaking to you the loudest. Perhaps it is pain, fatigue, perhaps an area that is holding more weight. And for a few moments, just letting yourself be with this feeling, symptom, or area for a few moments. Not trying to fix it or change it. Remembering that it is a messenger coming to give you information on where you are out of balance in your life. As you stay with this feeling, this area, perhaps silently asking it, why are you here? And what is it that you are trying to show me, tell me? And then listening with an open curiosity. And then taking a moment to find an opposite feeling or area. Perhaps a place in the body that feels balanced, comfortable, at ease. And just staying here for a few moments, feeling this in the body. And then coming back to the original feeling or area, and again letting yourself be with it. And coming back to the opposite one more time. And feeling it in the body. and then welcoming both feelings or areas of your body. Welcoming and feeling both in the body. Everything welcome, all parts of you. And just notice how welcoming, feeling both, balances, heals the body, the mind. And then allowing your attention to move to emotions. And working with an emotion that needs your attention today. Perhaps it is anger, sadness, perhaps overwhelm, guilt or shame, insecurity. And when you find this emotion, just welcoming it in for a few moments. Perhaps even thinking of a memory or a time when you were experiencing this emotion. And once you feel it in the body, you can let the memory fade away. And just stay feeling this emotion for a few more moments. And then finding an opposite emotion. If you are working with anger, perhaps acceptance or peace. If sadness or grief, perhaps joy or happiness. If insecurity, perhaps confidence. And remember a time when you were experiencing this opposite emotion. Inviting and feeling this opposite emotion in the body. And when you feel it, let go of the memory. And stay a few more moments feeling this opposite. And then take a few moments to move back and forth between your two emotions. Feeling one in the body. And then feeling the opposite. And doing this at your own time and pace for a few moments. And when that feels complete, then welcoming both emotions. Welcome feeling and being with both in the body. And letting go of trying. Remembering the mind can't do this. Just feeling both in the body. And noticing how welcoming, feeling both, balances and heals the body and the mind. And take a moment to notice how you are feeling, resting just as you are. Remembering there is no need to change or alter your experience. Whatever you felt or experienced during the practice today is just fine. No right or wrong. And again, remember your heart's desire, your deepest wish for yourself and your life. And affirming it again. And visualizing yourself already living it. Feeling it deep in the heart. Already true. And if using the practice during the day, slowly come back again to the room, the sounds, gently waking the body, always honoring the body. And if using the practice at bedtime, continue to drift off to deep, peaceful sleep, knowing from deep within that you are whole, healthy, worthwhile, deserving of all you desire, and always loved and supported each and every day. And may you take the feelings of this practice into the rest of your day and evening. And thank you for practicing with me